We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
This news thing to work, we're gone. I mean, if that extra profit is all that counts to
you. The profit is not all that counts.
You feel okay?
It's not quite that simple. Profit and loss are merely theoretical terms in a diversified conglomerate like Carlson Industries. It's not the plus and minus, Mr. Fever. It's the plus and plus if the minuses are played correctly. You don't understand, and I don't expect you to.
No, I understand. Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it. KRP is not supposed to make money. That's the deal. We're set up to lose, but we didn't. And that's why you're changing the format, so you can lose money for two more years.
Good night.
Sex. Is it just for adults? Experts have weighed in with a resounding yes. Plus, could global warming have a negative impact on wineries? A new study says ones in areas that will soon be forever engulfed in flames could be at risk. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I hope you like the news, because I'm about to shove it down your throat.
Right in the yellow. And then I just, there's good news. Right in the... Good evening.
Well, I was working in a radio station and TV station out in the Midwest, Cincinnati, as a matter of fact. And at the time, I was going to college and so on. And I was usually around the station at night. And it so happened that a couple of young guys got to hanging around. And they were about my age, and they'd hang around, and they were fascinated by this. And they'd look goggle-eyed in the control room, and they got to know the engineers, and they would run out and get sandwiches for them and so on. And they got to be sort of part of the scene. You just kind of accepted them there. And you'd see them, and you'd say hello to them, and that was about it. And once in a while, there'd be a little discussion on how to get in radio. But it was obvious that these guys absolutely were dedicated. They were going to get into radio. They were going to get into radio and television, and they were really involved. Well, about 6 or 7 months went by like this. And one day, they stopped coming in. And one thing led to the next, and we were all wondering about it. And then nobody thought any more about it, and that was the end of it. And months went by. But strange things started to happen in radio stations in that area. Very strange things. A small radio station in an Ohio town about 30 or 40 miles north of Cincinnati had a transmitter way out in a cornfield someplace. And it was what they call a daytime station. You know, the station goes on the air when dawn comes up, and it goes off the air when the darkness hits. Well, one day, the boys came to work about 7:30 in the morning to turn the station on the air, and the transmitter was gone. Somebody had stolen the transmitter during the night. Look, this was, you know, this is a kind of horse thievery. This is a kind of rustling that I'll tell you, you know, it makes you stop and think. There's not many things you can do with a 1,000-watt AM transmitter. There really aren't. You know, you can't play records through it. You can't use it as a refrigerator or a hat rack. There's about the only thing you can do is put it on 12:30 on the dial and hope for some commercials to come in. Well, it was gone, the transmitter. And of course, there's a little excitement, a little ripple in town, you know, all around the radio station. I'm crying out loud, you hear about what happened to W. Whoopi over there, you know? Well, it's good enough for a rotten programming. So, well, they were off the air about 3 or 4 weeks while their new transmitter arrived. Well, then that died down for a while. Of course, a little excitement. Naturally, the detectives were put on it, but they couldn't discover anything. And a few months later, suddenly, without the masked writer struck again. Another radio station, this time in another town just outside of Cincinnati, again a daytime station. They came in to work one day, and their Raytheon console and 2 turntables and 4 microphones had disappeared. Boom! Cleaned out, just like that. Well, now let me tell you, a Raytheon console for a 1,000-watt station is a pretty big piece of equipment. It's about 6 feet, wouldn't you say, Ed, about like that? Probably weighs a half a ton with its associated desk equipment and 2 big RCA turntables and 4 or 5 great big Western Electric mics with the booms. The whole jazz disappeared, just like that. Well, of course, by now, people began to piece these things together. They said, for crying out loud, what do you think of this? This is an insane story, you know. Wow, you know. And automatically, there were a lot of little shyster surplus dealers that were beginning to get strange visits from guys with black suits, you know, and snap-brim hats who had bulges under their elbows, you know, and had the unmistakable look of fuzz about them. And they're down there, well, are you got any microphones? Yeah, turntable. Well, nothing. They turn up nothing. And then, finally, the real blast hit. A radio station right in town, right in the middle of Cincinnati, was one of these stations that was on till midnight, something like that, and they would sign off, and they would go on the air at 5 o'clock in the morning. And this station was right smack in the heart of town. And she signed off one morning about 1 a.m., ready to go on again at 5, and there was a maintenance man there, and he fooled around a little bit, and apparently, you know, he would take a nap, and he would do a little work, and then he would go down and have coffee. Well, this maintenance man went down and had his coffee, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, he came back up, and he dusted things up a little bit, you know, and he's walking around and kind of, you know, just getting things underway and walking around back and forth. When the crew started to come in, and the engineer who was on duty, a bellow of rage out of the control room, somebody had stolen the audio bay. A 6-foot audio bay. Boom! Just like that. Oh! You know, this is a fantastic thievery. You can't believe it. Well, this, of course, by now, the whole town is agog. You know, all the radio community is wild. This is an insane kind of rustling. You never heard of anything like it. And then people began to call up and compare notes. And they found that things like cabling had disappeared. Different radio stations were talking. Yeah, one radio station had like 795 records taken one night, you know, LPs and stuff like that, back and forth. And they began to realize that a sneaky, clandestine radio station was being assembled somewhere. It really was being assembled. Well, in the middle of the afternoon, on a quiet fall day, without any warning, a loud hum came on the low end of the band and went off. And there was a silence. And, of course, immediately the FCC starts to move in. And about 6 hours later, they closed in on a Quonset hut. A little Quonset hut that had been used as a silo on the outskirts of Cincinnati, and the squad cars pulled up with all the DF equipment, you know, and they saw those darkened windows with burlap tacked over them, and they could hear sounds in there, you know, like hammering and stuff and talking. And they slowly crept up and whipped out their 45s. All right, you guys, up! And there were our two young radio men surrounded with $45,000 worth of radio equipment, and they were all prepared to go on the air with their own radio station. They even had signs that said, on the air, you know. They had log books that they had stolen. They had the mics all set up, and they had packed beaver board all around. They had built themselves a little studio. They had their control booms there and their mics. They even had, you know, the shades that the jazzy just jockeys wear, a couple of guys had grown beards, and they had a girlfriend of theirs sitting out in the front to take calls from the commercials. They caught the whole kit and caboodle of them, and they had run a wire out to the telephone pole and back, number 12 wire, and somehow they tuned up this 1,000-watt transmitter and got it vaguely on the air. And there they were sitting, and no one knew quite what to do. And they began to cry. One guy's 19. He says, I want to get in the radio. I don't know how to get in. They say, you got to have experience. How do you get in? And the other guy who's 20 says, yeah, you guys, you always say you got to get in. You got to get experience. Where are you going to get it, for crying out loud? We'll be right back.
Yesterday's inauguration was a rough day for members of QAnon, which is a bizarre collection of online conspiracy theories from a complicated plot connecting UFOs and the Illuminati to the claim that certain celebrities, entrepreneurs, and politicians are lizard people disguised in human skin. You may know of QAnon thanks to their extensive product placement at the Capitol Hill riot.
Q! Quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack,
quack. QAnon crazies take their marching orders from a shadowy online anonymous figure named Q. No one knows his or her or its real name. Now, Q has posted thousands of cryptic messages since 2017, claiming, among other things, that the 45th president was secretly spearheading a spiritual war against an elite cabal of child-eating Satanists who controlled Washington, Hollywood, and the world, and would soon corral his enemies for military tribunals and mass executions in a show of force they called the Storm. For 4 years, Q kept saying, "Today's the day," and then nothing happened that day. Meanwhile, the online promoters of Q's failed prophecies were raking in cash by selling QAnon merchandise. I can't believe they're making them pay for merch. The best cults give you free Kool-Aid and Nikes. The election presented a bit of a problem for Q. If the all-powerful guy who was supposed to do the powerful thing wasn't in power anymore, how was he supposed to do the thing? So yesterday, QAnon followers watched the inauguration like Linus in a pumpkin patch.
Stupid? What do you mean, stupid? Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until the great pumpkin appears.
And the conspiracy peddlers kept leading them on, promising things like the Bidens, Obamas, and Clintons would be rounded up and executed for child sex trafficking, treason, and other crimes, and that the former president would remain in power. Okay, it sounds deranged, but there are a lot of weird internet theories about that guy. For instance, is he part Sasquatch? Now, by the time Biden was sworn in, it became apparent that the storm wasn't coming, and QAnon followers started posting things like, "I can't stop crying. I feel sick, disgusted, and disappointed, and it's over. It is sadly, sadly over." It was a short walk from Q to why? One follower was in disbelief, posting, "It simply doesn't make sense that we all got played." Yes, it does. You listen to some rando on the internet. But if you would like to get revenge on that rando, all you have to do is send some money to a Nigerian prince I know. Or just send it to me. I'll make sure he gets it. But then again, not everything can make as much sense as JFK Jr. faking his own death in order to one day reemerge to join the Republican ticket and stop Bill Gates from microchipping our vaccines. Come on, QAnon followers. It's not too late to join the rest of us in the rational world and wait for Jesus to come back on a cloud of glory to judge the living and the dead. Now, after the inaugural, Q followers got a dose of reality from one Q Forum administrator who posted, "We have a new president sworn in, and it is our responsibility as citizens to respect the Constitution," adding, "Please remember all the friends and happy memories we made together over the past few years." Turns out the real conspiracy theory was the cannibal lizard friends we made along the way.
Everything is so divisive these days. Between the pandemic and politics, and all of that being amplified by social media, it feels like we're constantly being forced to choose a side. Sometimes that choice is easy, agreeing that racism is stupid, for example. Other times it's a bit nuanced, like Elon Musk is obviously just a real-life Hank Scorpio from The Simpsons, but I still want a Tesla. And if there's one thing that our scroll culture does not do very well, it's nuance. Don't get me wrong, nuance can be and is still understood. You just can't be nuanced about it. which can make picking a side on any issue these days a little tricky. But don't worry. Here's how to tell if you're on the right side of any issue. If your opinion is shared by, say, scientists, doctors, people who have dedicated their lives to public service, and people smarter than you, and generally good people all around the world, you're probably on the correct side of the issue. If, for example, your opinion is shared by racists, Nazis, people who change their views based on their own personal gain, regardless of the impact on others, people who've never paused to ask themselves, wait, does that make sense? The spectacularly dim, despots, cult leaders, or generally bad people, it doesn't mean you're also one of those people, but it's not looking good, and it may be time for a rethink. Take a look at who shares your views, a really close look. Actually, even a passing glance. Because as the old saying goes, you are the company you keep. I hope that helps.
With the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
But let's move on to our main story. And guys, it is so exciting that we can finally stop spending all our time talking about Donald Trump's presidency. Yes, instead, we get to talk about cleaning up the mess from Donald Trump's presidency.
As you know, we've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump. How bad is it, Secretary Van Houten?
We're broke.
The country is broke? How can that be? What about my pledge to build the world's largest bookmobile? Isn't there any money left for that?
No, and we borrowed from every country in the world.
On top of a deadly pandemic that has overwhelmed hospitals, an unprecedented economic collapse that has plunged millions into joblessness and food scarcity, and a botched vaccine rollout that has states saying they're about to run out of doses, we also have a violent authoritarian movement that tried to overthrow democracy led by a former president facing an impeachment trial for, what was it for again?
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Anyway, today the White House officially sent, excuse me, today the House officially sent, still not as bad as erection, insurrection. But a reminder, we all make mistakes, Chuck. Anyway, today the House officially sent its article of impeachment over to the Senate setting up a trial in 2 weeks.
The historic second impeachment of President Trump that takes a big step forward. The one article brought against him, incitement of insurrection, will be delivered to the Senate. Now, that triggers a Senate trial, now set to begin in about 2 weeks.
Monday is that day that Pelosi and the House will formally transmit that one article of impeachment to the Senate, kicking off Tuesday as the day where senators will be sworn in as members of the trial. But then it will be another 2 weeks until we see that trial formally begin. McConnell actually arguing he actually wanted 3 weeks so that the president could actually begin to create his defense team and also strengthen his argument against impeachment.
So Trump's lawyers will have 2 weeks to prepare for their defense, which I guess will be what? When he told a violent mob of unhinged rioters to march down to the Capitol and fight to stop Democrats from stealing the election, he was joking? Your Honor, when he whipped the insurrectionists into a frenzy, he was being sarcastic. That's why he turned to the camera and made a freeze-frame sitcom face. The classic Mr. Roper defense. Not to be confused with Furley's Gambit. Or maybe they'll say it was a different guy. You got the wrong Donald Trump. You want this guy.
You have an opportunity today. You can be a hero, or you can be a zero.
Zero?
Yeah. Zero is a wonderful thing. In fact, zero is my hero.
Bill Clinton lied under oath, and they thought that there needed to be, he needed to be removed from office for lying under oath. Donald Trump incites a terrorist attack, and they have a different standard.
Shame on you. I thought we were in this thing together. I'm just as scared as you are, but this has to be done. We don't want the bad guys to win. We gotta do this for justice, for freedom, for honesty.
Boy, do I feel ashamed.
Me too. I feel like 2 cents.
I'm back in.
You can count on me.
Oh, hey, I was only joking. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to go out there and risk our lives.
Yeah. All for one and one for all.
Yeah.
At times like this, I am proud to be an American.
Thank you.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.